Dr. Elliot Brule, Chief Medical Officer for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, told the group that Sitka would not escape the infection.
I believe it's just a matter of time until we're going to be dealing with this. And in the meantime, what we're doing is we're spending our efforts very vigorously to make sure that all of our processes are in place so that our staff are safe and that we can take good quality care of the patients.
COVID-19 is one of over 70 identified coronaviruses. It emerged last year in Wuhan, an enormous city in mainland China, and in many ways resembles ordinary influenza. But for certain populations, people with autoimmune disease, diabetes, or other chronic conditions, even pregnancy, the new virus has proven to be more dangerous than influenza. And there's no cure other than prevention. Joining Brule were representatives from Emergency Medical Services, the Public Health Service, Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High Schools, Silver Bay Seafoods, and the Coast Guard. The message was the same. All the organizations had scaled up their awareness of the illness and were coordinating response plans to deal with it in proportion to the threat. Citywide quarantines or travel bans are not part of the strategy at this point. Sitka Administrator John Leach said it was important for local officials to have a continuity of operations plan to maintain municipal services and to, quote, stay ahead of the panic.
So we say jump right in and close schools, get ahead of it. When we close schools, where do the kids go? The kids stay home. If the kids stay home, who takes care of the kids? If you're at home taking care of the kids, are you at work? If you're not at work, you're not making any money. If you're not making any money, how do you pay to keep the lights on? Which people do we send to work? How do we get ahead of this in a reasonable manner? What are, like I said, our continuity of operations plan? What do we do to smartly stay ahead of this with reasonable triggers to follow?
The most obvious at-risk populations in Sitka are residents of the Pioneer Home and Sitka Long-Term Care. Both those facilities have taken measures to limit access to patients while COVID-19 runs its course. Cruise ships are also known for occasional viral outbreaks. Leach had met earlier in the day with representatives from cruise lines, and he believed the hazard from ships was low.
In my opinion, the cruise ship industry is the most visible threat to us, but I think they are the most unlikely threat.
Leach said cruise lines couldn't risk the economic consequences of a COVID-19 infection on one of their ships, so they were developing strict screening requirements before embarking passengers. The messaging at the meeting was similar to much of what is being heard on national media recently. Wash hands often, cover coughs and sneezes, and be conscientious about staying home when you're ill. If you haven't had a flu shot this season, it's not too late, and although it won't prevent COVID-19, it may help boost your immune system. If you belong to one of the at-risk populations, you should get in touch with your medical provider anytime you become ill. Sitka Fire Chief Dave Miller organized the unusual open meeting of the local emergency planning committee after seeing news reports of consumers clearing the shelves in lower 48 box stores. He said that in Sitka, having a 14-day emergency supply at home had long been the committee's recommendation, even before COVID-19 emerged. Nevertheless, he counseled calm.
Don't panic. We're not at that point yet. When we get to that point, I'll tell you. Then you can panic along with me. But we're not there yet.
Miller said that he would call a meeting of the LEPC every week until the threat of the COVID-19 virus had passed. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.